100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. We've got a special guest in studio today, someone that we've become a really good fan of.
Yeah.
Really good and big fan of, I guess I should say. Taylor Nada. How's it going, dude?
Pretty good. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
We love supporting local artists, and we, like you said, have become really big fans of your music. Mm-hmm. Trent sends us your music often. And
Trent's standing in the back over there. He's being quiet. But
don't be shy, Trent.
It's my music, too.
It's his music, too.
Trent booked this interview, so.
Sure did.
Yeah. He's the brains behind the matter.
Operation.
Is that what we're calling this?
Man, he does a whole lot. He brings a lot to the table. I'm not even going to lie. He helps me book a lot of shows. He, of course, he does all the fine drum work you hear on everything.
Oh, and, yeah.
So.
I actually dabble in some drum work myself.
You want to show
it
off, Brittany? Yeah. Top notch.
We do that often.
All right.
We do that often.
So you're working on an album right now. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're about 6 songs deep.
Okay.
We got about 4 or 5 more to do, and we're hoping we can get it done by Christmas, but we're not sure if that's going to happen.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, that's right. But if not, certainly by Valentine's Day.
Gotcha. Do you have a title?
I don't have a title for the record just yet.
Okay.
One of the songs on the album is called Brand New, and I've thought about, you know, giving the album that title, but we might actually call it Take a Plane or Magic Love.
Okay.
Both songs that we have played right here on the Tiger and both songs that we absolutely love. So
yeah. I think my favorite's Take a Plane.
I like Magic Love.
Yeah, so we kind of have a feud going on with that, but whatever.
So what would you say is your, out of those two songs, what is it you like about Take a Plane better?
I think I love the concept because I was just listening to it. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm one of those people that once I listen to a song, I listen to it like 20 times in a row. And I actually did with your song. I know. I sound like I'm fangirling over here. And I really
am. It's a good song.
I know. And I love the concept behind it. Take a Plane.
Yeah.
I know.
Cool.
I like that one too. I just, your voice is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And like it just, Magic Love just is so beautiful. Bluesy and like southern rock ish.
Yeah, I was about to ask, like, how would you describe his music or how would you describe your own music?
Country infused with blues is what I would say.
Yeah, bluesy country or country soul, I guess, you know, because we're not like a straight up country band.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really. We're not like George Strait country, you
right.
know. But at the same time, we're really not. We're not one of your new pop rock or, you know, country rock type, you know, not a bro country band either.
Right. I was going to say, almost like if you listen to the Texas Country at all, like kind of like a Ryan Bingham kind of, I guess, vibe to. I don't know.
Stapleton-esque.
Chris Stapleton-esque
is what I think when I hear your
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
I'll take that. People say that a lot, and you know, that's fine. You know what's funny is that people ask me if he's like one of my big influences, and he's not.
Whoa.
Who is an
Matter
influence?
Of fact, like it's weird. It might sound crazy, but I never even knew who he was before 2016.
What?
No, I never even knew who he was. So, like. So I grew up listening to like the Allman Brothers
right.
and Government Mule and Bonnie Raitt and
that makes sense.
You know, and stuff
okay.
like that. And that's the stuff that really influenced me. Now country stuff too, like you know, like Merle Haggard.
Mm-hmm.
The songwriting of Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson and all that had a big influence on me. And all of the crazy guitar picking of Roy Nichols, who was the guitar player for Merle Haggard, all that stuff definitely planted some seeds, but I really grew up on that southern rock stuff, that bluesy soul. And that's how I arrived at this sound. And I was singing like this for a long time before I ever knew who the heck Chris Stapleton was. And I went to, you know, I spent years in Nashville and, you know, talked to different labels and producers and what have you. And they all told me the same thing. They're like, we love your sound. We love your voice. You got this cool kind of weird country blues hybrid thing going on. We just, you know, we love it, but we just don't know how to market you. We don't think it's marketable. We don't know how well that would
Look
do.
At Stapleton.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, dang, you know, and eventually things happened and I left Nashville, came back here. I moved back here in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2016, when I found out about Chris Stapleton is when Tennessee Whiskey came out, when he did Tennessee Whiskey with, Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, man, they told me that my sound's not marketable. And here's this fella doing
like
what I've been
that,
doing
dude,
for a
right?
long time. Yeah. And then
well, to be fair, there. He was in Nashville for a long time before he.
Yeah, he was. He stuck it out, boy. Right.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Do you think his beard was a little bit longer than yours?
Maybe that's it. Maybe I just need to grow it out longer.
You got to grow that beard, Taylor.
Gotta grow the beard out.
He's got a cooler hat too. You know, he's got like his hat's got like all kind of character and a big feathery hat band.
Your
maybe
hat's
I need
pretty
that.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You got a pretty good one over here.
I don't know. I haven't figured out the secret. Maybe I just need a different hat, longer beard. I don't know. We'll see.
So your music that is out right now, where can people find the song Take a Plane, such as?
You can find Take a Plane and Magic Love on iTunes and Spotify and Amazon Music and all pretty much every major streaming platform. And then I've got an old acoustic album that I took off the market for a while. Mm-hmm. And I put it back because I realized that a lot of people are doing that. They're releasing acoustic versions of their stuff. So I put it out there just to see how people feel about it. And that whole album can be downloaded for $9.99 on our website, taylornautaband.com.
Okay. Nice. And you also have a couple gigs this weekend, so kind of like tell us about that.
That's right. So Thursday. Thursday night I'll be playing at the Pelican Point Clubhouse in Sereno. That's going to be a solo acoustic show. Friday night, Trent and I are going to be doing a duo at the Swamp Chicken in Santa Ma.
Yeah, the chicken.
Yeah, and then Saturday night, I'll be playing at World of Beer in Lafayette.
I think me and my parents are going to come out to that. My dad would love your sound. He loves the Allman Brothers, loves Chris Stapleton, so yeah. Gonna have to turn them on to you.
Come on out.
World of Beer sounds like our kind of place.
Yeah, that's what I'm screaming. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. And how are you on social media? Can people like follow you and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, got Taylor Nauta band page, and I got a personal page too. I mean, feel free to send me a request and like the band page.
You know what you should do, Taylor? You should get an Instagram. Like, we got an Instagram.
Oh, I got an Instagram,
by the way,
too.
OTR_Tiger.
Got that as well. Got that as well.
You got Instagram?
They got Instagram. Oh, yeah. Tell us about the Instagram.
Come on, Trent.
Taylor Nauta Band. I don't know. How's Instagram work? /intro.
No, that's at Taylor Nauta Band. There you go.
At Taylor Nauta Band on Instagram.
On Instagram.
I mean, it's pretty simple. And then at Taylor Nauta Band on Facebook.
Okay.
There you go.
And you can find wherever y'all are playing locally on y'all's Instagram and Facebook. And
yep.
You can keep
yes,
up
indeed.
With the new music right there.
Yeah,
right.
And go download his stuff and keep an eye out for Taylor Nauta. It's Abby Lee.
And Brittany Rose.
Live with the Tiger.